Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really, really appreciate it. There are thousands and thousands of listeners tuning into Senior Care Live, the radio program, every single week. And you have a lot of different ways that you can tune in. You can listen to us on the radio. You can stream us to your favorite electronic device, or you can tune into a podcast after the fact. But any way you choose to listen to this program, you are very, very appreciated. And thanks so much again for being here today. You can always reach us on our toll-free number if you have a call, you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our expert service providers here. Here's the phone number. Be sure to write it down and call anytime. 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit our website. Visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, we'd like to introduce to you my first guest today, Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be here today.
All right. And did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. We hosted for 20, and so it was a fun-filled day.
You had a big group.
Yeah. From little ones to siblings, it was a really nice day. So
awesome. Yeah, we only had about 10 people at my house, so it was a little more man. 20, that's a pretty good group. So.
Great weather. We're lucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, David, as you remember last time that we were here on the radio program, we discussed that we kind of called it the trifecta of Healthcare Awareness Month. So we had National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. We had National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month, and we had National Family Caregivers Month. And together we were at that time, we were preparing for our upcoming free workshop that talked about advanced care planning for families. And obviously we talked about Alzheimer's disease as well.
Absolutely. And the workshop went really well. I think it was well received. Steve, our very own Judy Wechter, she's a clinical liaison at Kansas City Hospice. She discussed the topic of how to have difficult conversations with patients or loved ones regarding their care, and particularly when they are experiencing a cognitive decline. And by listening carefully and respectfully, we can promote effective advanced care planning with a person with dementia. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I thought she did a really good job with that and gave some kind of some conversation starters and everything. And
absolutely.
And threw in a little bit of humor. It's a tough topic. And so if you can throw in a little bit of humor, that always kind of breaks the tension a little bit, I think, in tough talks. So.
For sure. She's a great presenter.
Absolutely. So, you know, and there are certainly bonds, you know, between hospice and Alzheimer's and family caregivers. But, you know, what an important conversation to have. And speaking of important conversations, the holidays are here. We are right in the heat of it right now. And for loved ones who've relied on regular telephone conversations or maybe assessments by other, maybe even FaceTime, the upcoming holiday visit may be revealing. It may be a big surprise to them. And I understand you have some helpful tips for us today on how to recognize and address the declining health of our parents or elderly aging loved ones.
I do. And you're right. You know, with the holidays upon us, we recognize that many of your listeners recently had or soon will have, you know, what is perhaps, like you said, the first opportunity to see someone in several months and to really personally observe those aging loved ones. And often when you see someone, you know, every day or every, you know, a few times a week, the changes or the incremental changes can be difficult to see, or the declines in health. So when more time has elapsed between visits, you know, it really can be startling. And, you know, it's just a good idea to keep a close eye on things, what might be happening, at which point to, you might need some greater assistance or need for a discussion about how to keep your loved ones safe and ensure that their needs are met.
All right. Absolutely. And so what are some things that people may want to keep a close eye on during their visit over the holiday season?
You know, there are several key things that might point to the need for additional assistance and care for a loved one. First is just physical changes. You know, if your loved one is losing weight or gaining weight, maybe sleeping differently a little bit too much or little, are they experiencing a decline in their ability to perform daily tasks like eating, getting dressed, walking, using the restroom? Have they visited the ER or have they been hospitalized 3 or more times for the same symptoms in the past 6 months or so? Or you could be notice other declines. So those would be physical changes.
Sure.
Emotional well-being is another one. You know, take notice of whether your loved one is able to, you know, engage in their normal routine like grocery shopping, preparing meals, basic housekeeping, reading the newspaper or personal hygiene. Are they socially engaged with friends and family? Are they still going to church, for example? Are they able to see their hairdresser? So those are some emotional well-being items.
And I was going to jump in on the physical changes.
Yeah.
I'm working with the client, and she was really shocked when she was helping her mother with restroom issues or task, if you will. And she noticed some bruises on her backside, and
Absolutely. They
were not there. She's like, whoa, she must have had some falls here recently, and she didn't tell me about them, or maybe she forgot about them.
Yeah, it's part of those physical changes that can happen.
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, medications, that's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who have complex health issues, sometimes they can be particularly susceptible to medication errors if they have a lot of health issues. So look at expired and unused prescription bottles. Talk to your loved ones about their routine. It's a good way. And then finally, just the home environment. Are they able to keep up with housekeeping? Are there safety issues? Forgetting to turn off the stove or leaving the front door open, they might unintentionally cause harm to themselves. So, you know, keep an eye out for unattended paperwork in the house. You know, this includes unpaid bills, unopened bills, and collection notices. Those can be signals.
All right. All of these are just excellent tips for the family members. So if we do have family members and they have some concerns, what should they do? So you see some of these things. You see some bruises. Your mom doesn't remember what to do with the measuring cup when you're cooking, for the family dinner. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. Whoa. I mean, that can take your breath away. So you see some of these signs or you see medications that have not been opened for a month or two and you're like, okay, that's not good. What should they do?
You know, if you are seeing these signs and wondering if it's time to seek help, I think the best thing to do is just to have a conversation. Have a conversation with your loved one and listen closely to what they say. Listen to what they say is happening compared to what you're seeing. And then also, I think, encourage your loved one to talk with their doctor. And if possible, attend the appointment also, because I think in an appointment, you can not only hear how they're responding, are they really telling the complete truth? You know, you can hear, but you can also listen to what the doctor's saying. And then finally, you know, I think it's a good idea. I know it's a good idea for people to understand, you know, options at the end of life, including hospice, because it's much, much easier to learn about what this means before you or a loved one are in a crisis. So, if you think hospice is a possibility, just know that we're here to help and to support the community with education and information if that should come up.
Absolutely. And no doubt about it, do not let your situation decline or degrade to a crisis point. Now, sometimes a crisis can occur and all you can do is react and do your best.
Absolutely.
But I would say the majority of times you can see it coming and try to get ahead of it, even though it's that difficult. And so, David, it sounds like you're very familiar with this on a personal level.
Absolutely. My mom, went through similar, situations. It started with the first time or the last time she hosted Thanksgiving, for example.
Okay.
Just, you know, it's a time when, you know, someone your entire life does execute something perfectly and then
right.
You start noticing it's a little bit different. And so that was the first time. And then, you know, I was fortunate that I had the opportunity to go to her doctor's appointments, which is really important because honestly, she wasn't telling the truth.
Right.
And so that it's hard to get good information.
I don't have any problems. Everything's okay.
Everything's
maybe a little thing here or there. And you're like, now come on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for me, it is personal because, you know, learning as much as you can about your loved ones early on can be helpful for them. It helps you get ahead of the curve and avoid that crisis like we talked about.
Absolutely. So if our listeners want to contact Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care for more information or support, how can they reach your organization?
Steve, they can just go to our website, which is www.kchospice.org, or they can call us at 816-363-2600. We're happy to schedule an informational visit. They can come to us. We'll come to them, whatever is most convenient for them, but we're happy to educate the community.
And on your website, kchospice.org, that your website is loaded. I mean, there's so much fantastic information. We'd just like to encourage our listeners here today to visit kchospice.org. There's just a wealth of information and resources there, and I just promise you that it will be really, really helpful to you. And you had mentioned just seeing some things with your mom that were just done perfectly for decades, right?
My whole life.
A long time, right? And I noticed some of those same things with my grandparents and all, mm-hmm. and they're glaring. If you've been away for a while and then you come back and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. That's not quite right. So, really, really good information that you shared with us. And so for our listeners, we're going to continue this really, really important conversation in the next segment, but let's not forget our Senior Care Live question of the week. This is really straightforward. Should I wait for my doctor to discuss hospice with me? Would you say yes or no? We'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super easy to do. Just go to seniorcarelive.com. And click on the big microphone right there on the homepage, or you could also click the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it will start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. And it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. This one's very straightforward. Should I wait for my doctor to discuss hospice with me? Your options are yes or no, and the answer is no, absolutely not. We talked about this in the last segment. Do not wait for your doctor to bring it up. Start talking with your doctor well before it's time to make that decision. And I would also encourage just ask lots and lots of questions that start off with, and this is really, really powerful, what if, and then ask your question or go into your scenario and tell your doctor about your concerns. And then when you understand your options, you can make well-informed decisions.
It's a great point, Steve. And one of the things that I like to tell your listeners is that for specific tips on how to talk with your doctor, they can go out on our website on kchospice.org and then /making choices. And there's some tips about how to talk to your physician, and I think that they could be helpful to your listeners.
That is so important. I won't get into it, but I was part of a KCPT program a few years back, and the med students basically said they're not being taught to talk about this, and they're trying to make some changes. It was a real positive situation, but the bottom line is have that conversation and lead that conversation. So kchospice.org/making choices. We're here with David Wiley, President and CEO with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David, earlier you mentioned one sign of a loved one that may need some help is unattended paperwork. So what's the one piece of paperwork you wish everyone would have in place right now today?
Steve, it's a really good question, and it's really an important consideration because it's so important for everyone to take the opportunity to discuss their healthcare wishes with their loved ones, make sure the paperwork's in place, which helps them ensure that those wishes are understood and they can be carried out by their healthcare team. And so this should be a written statement. It's called an advanced directive, and it states a person's wishes regarding their medical treatment, and it's made to ensure that those wishes are carried out and should the person be unable to communicate to their doctor. So an advance directive.
Okay. And, it's just such good information. And it's just a helpful way to remember the value of thinking through your options and wishes and voicing those options and wishes to your family and your healthcare team in a way that allows you, your wishes to actually be honored.
Absolutely. It's really important at any point in healthcare, but particularly when making decisions at the end of life, when a person, may not be able to communicate in the same way that they previously were able, or experiencing cognitive decline, which presents challenges in, formalizing their wishes.
Absolutely. When you have cognitive decline, that's a real game changer. And so
for sure,
if your loved one is experiencing some type or level of cognitive decline, I would run, not walk, to try to get this wrapped up, because the longer you delay this or postpone it, the more difficult it's going to be to actually know your loved one's wishes and make them known, and also make those wishes legal.
Absolutely.
Through this paperwork. So advanced directives are critical. Are there some other things to consider?
There are, Steve, absolutely. There's actually a lot to consider, particularly involving finances, insurance, but also important legal documents such as wills or estate plans and how they would like their assets to be distributed after death. Helping is much more difficult after a crisis or when, their physical or cognitive health has declined. So start talking while you or your parents are still healthy and active, or your loved ones. And if you haven't had those conversations, the time honestly is right now.
Absolutely, right now. So not only should you have that conversation right now, if it's at all possible, and I know it's easy, it's human nature to kind of put off this tough stuff, but have it now if you possibly can. But it's also important to have the paperwork in place as soon as possible to ensure your wishes are honored.
Absolutely. You're right. The process can be very eye-opening for individuals who wish to leave an estate gift to a charity that has meaning to them, such as Kansas City Hospice. We have people that leave estate gifts to our organization, which is obviously a real blessing. But by talking to the right professionals, such as a tax attorney or a wealth planning professional, people can identify the tax advantages, which could potentially help them leave less of their estate to the IRS or the good old Uncle Sam.
Yep.
And more to their loved ones and to a charity of their choice. This can be true for people, of course, across the financial spectrum. It's not just for the wealthy. But if those plans are never made, you're nearly always paying for more in taxes and leaving less legacy to your family and community that you might have hoped for.
And speaking of charitable giving, this is a meaningful topic at this time of year, as so many people are not only honoring the memory of their loved ones in their giving, but, making their holiday contributions to charitable organizations. And that means so much to our community. Is there anything special you'd like people to think about this holiday season?
Our vision for the Kansas City community is that each person is valued from life through death, and that each family is supported in their grief. And at Kansas City Hospice, for us, that means everyone, and that's regardless of their age. It's regardless of their financial resources. And this can happen only because we have donors who support our great mission, and they want to ensure that everyone in our community, again, regardless of their financial resources, have access to amazing care at the end of life. And this year, Steve, I'm really excited to let your listeners know that in loving memory of Julian Ray from Charlie and Dottie Ray, every gift to our year-end campaign will be matched dollar for dollar up to $40,000.
Mm.
So every dollar given from now until the end of the year is going to have double the impact.
That is absolutely amazing. How can people participate?
Absolutely. The easiest way is just to go to our website. We talked about that before, which is kchospice.org. They can make a secure gift online. Our address is also on our website that they can mail a check to, or they can call us at 816-363-2600, and they can talk to one of our staff specialists to help them make a gift over the phone.
So that is amazing. So if you want to add some instant horsepower to your gift at the end of the year, and a lot of people do make gifts at the end of the year, and they get the tax break, which is, you know, it's a nice incentive, right?
For sure.
And so you can do that, and all of the donations up to $40,000 will be matched. You can double your gift. 816-363-2600 or online at kchospice.org. David, thanks so much for being here today, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Happy holidays to you, and it's great to be here always, and happy holidays to all your listeners.
All right. Thank you so much, and we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the information with family or friends. Maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just click on the one that you want to listen to. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming again to your electronic device. All right, without any further delay, want to introduce to you my special guest today for the third segment, Josh Buffum. He's with Community First National Bank, and Josh is a reverse mortgage specialist, and that's what we're going to be talking about in this segment. Josh, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Well, Steve, it's always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And so for our listeners, if you want to write down the information, you're definitely going to want to reach out to Josh and his great team with Community First National Bank. It's 816-728-2828. That's 816-728-2828. Or you could also visit a really good website online, reversemortgagesimple.com. Reversemortgagesimple.com. All right, so speaking of simple, let's start off with reverse mortgage 101. What exactly is a reverse mortgage?
Well, Steve, a reverse mortgage is a really called a home equity conversion mortgage. And just how that sounds, you're taking the equity that's available in your home and you're converting it into usable monies. And so, you're doing that in the form of a mortgage.
So it's a financial tool, basically.
It's a financial tool. The unique part about it is you're not required to make a payment. The remaining equity in the property makes the payment for you. Now, you can make a payment if you'd like. You have the options, but many people choose not to make a payment at all.
So that's a huge benefit over like a second mortgage, because all of a sudden you just you liquidated some of your equity, and so you have the cash on hand, but you also just went backwards in your cash flow because now you have another payment.
Correct. In most scenarios, your home is a hard asset. And so in order to unlock that hard asset, you must either sell it and then move out, or create another loan in the form of a home equity line or a cash out refinance, and that all will create more payment.
Yep, absolutely. And
So describe the typical homeowner requesting a reverse mortgage. What are they trying to achieve?
Well, you have to be 62 years old in order to qualify for a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And the way a reverse mortgage works, the older you are, the more access you have to the equity in your property. And we call that the benefit amount. So the benefit amount gets larger the older you get. A typical person who's interested in a reverse mortgage could be just about anybody who has a significant amount of equity in their property. Doesn't matter what income bracket you're in. This is a financial tool, and it could be right for you depending on what your needs are.
So what can you use the loan proceeds for?
Anything you want. And you
it's literally that wide open.
I mean, yes.
Anything you want to, it's your money.
Right. You can use it for anything that will enhance your lifestyle. And you can also use a reverse mortgage for a purchase. If you want to buy a home, you can actually buy a home and have no mortgage payment, but only put a portion down. So, you know, let's say your benefit amount is 50%. You would only have to come to the table with 50% plus costs, and you'd have no mortgage payment in the new home you purchase.
Okay. And another thing that we've talked about on this program before, since it's Senior Care Live, a lot of individuals and couples want to age in place in their home. You could use a reverse mortgage and access that equity in your home to pay for services to age in place.
Many people use a reverse mortgage to retrofit their property to make it more accessible. You may have, some handicap situation or a need where you need to have somebody come to your home and help care for you. The reverse mortgage can be used to help pay for those.
And according to the AARP, 90%, and this was a huge survey, and to no surprise, 90% of those surveyed said, hey, I want to stay home. I don't want to move to a senior care facility. So what does it take to stay home? So it may be, you know, accessibility in and out of your home, widening doorways, converting a space to a first floor laundry room so you can take the steps out of the equation, bringing in home care services. So there are a lot of things that you could do, but all these things cost money. And so why not
Steve, some people just don't want to have a mortgage payment anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're making $1,200 mortgage payment a month. They want to eliminate that. They want their lifestyle to be more free. They might be planning a retirement. They have many years left on their mortgage payment. They don't want to move. They do a reverse mortgage just to extinguish the mortgage.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'd like to extinguish mine. I'm about 62 yet.
I got a couple years myself.
All right. We're speaking with Josh Buffum with Community First National Bank, 816-728-2828. So such an easy phone number to remember, but be sure to write it down and reach out to Josh Buffum, 816-728-2828. We'll go online at reversemortgagesimple.com. So Josh, you're located in North Kansas City.
Yes.
And so what you can help clients on the Kansas and the Missouri side both as well?
Well, we're 50 state licensed. So
okay.
I can do loans all over the country in all 50 states and have in most of them. But predominantly, I service about a 100-mile radius from Kansas City. That's where most of my clients come
sure,
from.
Sure, sure. All right. And if you call Josh at 816-728-2828, Josh is a stickler for customer service, and if he doesn't answer the phone, he will call you back in a very timely manner. I know that for a fact. Josh, customer service, that's everything.
Well, customer service begins with availability, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if someone wants to learn more about a reverse mortgage and maybe even apply for a reverse mortgage, what's the first step and what does that process look like?
Well, first of all, call me, 816-728-2828, Josh Buffum, and we'll talk about your situation. We'll get a good idea of what your goals are and, what your needs are. And we may figure out at that point that a reverse mortgage isn't for you. But if we decide between the two of us that a reverse mortgage is the right way, course of action, then I'll do a proposal and I will send you to counseling. Counseling's required. Seniors are a protected class, and this is a government-backed loan, so a counseling certificate is required. Once I have the counseling certificate, I do an application, and you fill out all the application and the disclosures, get those back to me, I order an appraisal, and we go into underwriting.
So you said something right at the beginning of that caught my attention, and again, I'm not surprised. you are a very good person, and you said you would meet with someone, and if it appears that a reverse mortgage is not really the best fit for you, then you'll say, this is not the right thing for you.
I've done that many times.
Yeah. And so when you hear from providers and professional service providers on this program, that is, you're going to get ethical approach, and you're going to get people doing business the right way. And the one guy that definitely does business the right way, Josh Buffum, he's with Community First National Bank, 816-728-2828, 816-728-2828, or online at reversemortgagesimple.com. And we have a lot of people living out of town and out of state, and they stream this program or they listen to a podcast. So if you're outside of that 100-mile radius, you know, Kansas City, you know, Kansas and Missouri and north of the river, that radius or that territory traditionally thought of as Kansas City extended metro area. If you're living in Florida or New York or Alaska or Hawaii or California, wherever you are, if you're listening to this and this is catching your attention, Josh Buffum can help you too. Licensed in all 50 states. 816-728-2828. That's the phone number. Give Josh a call and see if a reverse mortgage might be right for you. So Josh, how long does it take for the approval process? So from that phone call to receiving funds, and I know there are some variables in there, but what's an average?
You know, if there's no major hurdles to overcome in the loan process, about 45 days start to finish is a good number. You know, I don't like to overpromise.
Sure.
I like to say 45 days because there is a counseling that needs to be completed and there's some extra steps than a regular loan. So 45 days is a good amount of time.
All right. So you have third party counseling and what is that for?
It is because seniors are a protected class and this is a government backed FHA loan. And the government requires that seniors do a counseling to make sure that they're aware of what they're doing and that they're educated on the product and they understand how it works. Basically, if I've done my job, counseling is really simple.
Yeah. So they're going to hear the same thing that you just told them as far as the educational piece and how it works and how reverse mortgage is settled and everything. So Josh, we only have about a minute left. I definitely wanted to ask you a couple more questions. So do you still own your home if you have a reverse mortgage?
It's just like a regular mortgage, Steve. I have to explain this to people a lot there is some misconceptions out there.
Yeah.
It's just like a regular mortgage. You're still paying your taxes and insurance, which means you own your home.
Right.
You don't give your home to the bank. You own your own home.
Yep, absolutely. So you do own your own home. And then how is that reverse mortgage settled or paid back?
Whenever you leave the property and are no longer going to return, that could be because you've passed or that you've gone to assisted living outside of the home or that you've just sold it. And either way, at that point, the note becomes due. Now, if you've passed or you're incapacitated, then your heirs have up to 12 months to liquidate the property and satisfy the reverse mortgage.
Okay. So when the property is sold, you pay the mortgage off just like you would any other mortgage, and boom, you're in. Josh Buffum, 816-728-2828 or online at reversemortgagesimple.com. Josh, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Steve, my pleasure.
All right, we'll be back with more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. And here it is, and write it down. You can literally call this 24 hours a day. We have real people answering the phones and either answering your question or taking your message and passing it along so that we can get back to you. So anytime you choose to call, even if it's at nighttime or on a weekend, you could always call this number, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. Be very careful where you get your advice and information. Oh, my goodness. I keep hearing some of the same ones, and then I heard a new one this past week that just really, frankly, kind of took my breath away. And so I just felt really compelled to share this with you. And just as a fair warning, there are a lot of people out there, and I think most people mean well, but they just may not be very well informed. So here's one that I heard. And again, this is going to have to go in the book. I really do think I'm going to write a book because you just can't make some of this stuff up. I think it'd be fun to share and important to share, frankly. But working with just a wonderful, wonderful family, and they're going to move their father to the Kansas City area from another state. And so that he can be near a lot more family support, and they can spend a lot more time with him, et cetera. And the move will be difficult, but I think it'll be worth it, because right now he has no one there where he's living. So this will be a good thing. But they were concerned about their dad, and so they asked for a hospice provider. I'm not even sure which one it was, but it was in another state. But asked a hospice provider to go in and evaluate their dad to see if he might qualify for hospice and benefit from that extra layer of services and support. So she was really surprised to hear in a phone call from the hospice provider, "No, I'm sorry, ma'am, your dad does not qualify for hospice. He's speaking too many words per day." I'm like, what? What on earth does that have to do with anything? There are a lot of people really appreciating and hospice support, being provided hospice support and that extra wonderful layer and level of care and just receiving wonderful care through hospice providers. And they speak a lot. Right. So I'm like, you know, he has to be down to like 6 words per day. And I'm like, that has nothing to do with his primary diagnosis with some extenuating circumstances and all the things that he's dealing with. I think he probably does provide for hospice care, life limiting illness, where you're not therapeutically treating the illness, and we're looking at it maybe a comfort care type of a situation, and et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, if he doesn't qualify for hospice, guaranteed he qualifies for palliative care. Guaranteed. Well, they said he doesn't qualify for anything. And I'm like, who on earth is that giving her some really bad advice? Really bad. So I said, when we get him moved up here to the Kansas City area and get him settled into his long-term care community, into his new home, where he'll be receiving excellent 24-hour care, I said, I will introduce you to a wonderful hospice provider, and you can trust what they say, whether he qualifies or not. And guess where we are going to send her. I'm going to send her to Kansas City Hospice in palliative care. And I'll guarantee you, he at least qualifies for palliative care. And he might be a candidate for hospice services as well. And those are two different services. We've talked about that before. But anyway, so that one kind of blew me away. I continue to hear this one every once in a while. It's not going away. So I'm going to continue to educate on this. But where I've had a family member go into a long-term care community, otherwise known as a nursing home, And a representative there says, well, you're going to have to sign over your dad or your mom's house to the nursing home before he or she can get Medicaid. I mean, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard that, JP, I'd have a great big bucket of nickels. I might be semi-rich and a little closer to retirement with all my nickels, but let me just clear that one up for you. You do not have to sign your home over to the nursing home to qualify for Medicaid. And in fact, one of the few exempt assets is your home. When you qualify, I talk about this all the time on the program. When you qualify for Medicaid, you have to divide your assets into two categories. Exempt assets, and your house is one of them, and then non-exempt assets. So, I'm not going to get into all of that today, but the bottom line is, if you're looking at a nursing home, and if anyone there says, we work with Medicaid, but you're going to have to sign the house over to the nursing home, just run, don't walk, because that person literally has no idea what they're talking about. It's just absolutely not true. So hopefully that clears that one up. And then I deal with this all the time when senior care consulting, when we are working in cooperation with an elder law firm, and the elder law firm is employing asset protection strategies where it's more advantageous, financially advantageous, to a Missouri family to choose a Kansas-based nursing home for their loved one. All of a sudden, that may exempt more assets than if they stayed in Missouri. So many times I've worked with people who have a Missouri address, and we have selected and chosen a Kansas-based nursing home for their loved one because that was in their financially in their best interest. So I've had reps in nursing homes say, you can't qualify for Kansas Medicaid if you're from Missouri. And again, that's not true. It's absolutely 100% not true. I work with families all the time who live in Missouri and choose a Kansas-based facility. And by the way, we go the opposite way. You may live in Kansas, and it may be more financially advantageous for your legal plan to choose a Missouri-based facility. So the bottom line in this consumer alert, be very careful where you get your advice and information.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, just like to say another special thanks to Mr. David Wiley with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. He is wonderful. That was some excellent information. Then also would like to thank my guest today, special guest and just good friend, Josh Buffum with Community First National Bank, talking about reverse mortgages and covering all the basics there. Both of these providers are excellent. They do business the right way. And I always, always appreciate Senior Care Live listeners supporting our partner sponsors is really, really important. So reach out to them for either of those services. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.